The report, entitled The Empty Classroom Syndrome, looks at enrollment projections for 114 public school districts across 9 Hudson Valley counties: Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, Ulster, and Westchester. Newburgh-based nonprofit planning and policy organization Pattern for Progress released the report. Here's Pattern's president and CEO, Jonathan Drapkin.
What it's showing is that from 2010 to 2020, there is going to be as much as a 10% reduction in the enrollment in public schools throughout the Hudson Valley. And this has significant implications for communities throughout the valley.
He says the decline is felt less acutely for the county closest to New York City, Westchester, and more acutely for Columbia and Greene counties.
And as a result, communities are considering the closure of elementary schools. And that goes right to the fabric and the heart of a community. It is not an easy decision. However, due to the ebb and flow in enrollment and due to the economics of running a school district, it has to be on the table.
David Albert is a spokesman for the New York State School Boards Association.
I think it's something that we've observed as well. We have seen an enrollment decline, I think, generally across the state and certainly in the Hudson Valley as well. Information in the report seems to match up with our internal research as well.
Robert Lowry is a spokesman for the New York State Council of School Superintendents. He sees the Hudson Valley as catching up in decline, so to speak, with other areas of the state.
We've noticed over a number of years, steep declines in enrollment in particularly some poor rural upstate regions, away from the Hudson River Valley. The Adirondacks, the Southern Tier in particular, but also Western New York, Central New York, the Finger Lakes.
Pattern's Drapkin says once a school district and its community acknowledge a major trend of declining enrollment, the discussion of what to do comes into play, everything from a merger to shared services or the regionalization of services such as for teaching languages and advanced placement or AP courses.
Instead of the same teacher teaching the same course in every district, it can be done with one teacher teaching it and then it being electronically or through the use of technology being offered in all districts, certainly within that county or in the region. And that way, it is a cost-saving measure that enables the same level of service, if not even a greater level of service, because the variety of languages could be better. The variety of AP courses could be better than some schools have the ability to fund if they're doing it on their own. It's begging for creativity.
The School Boards Association's Albert says school closures are difficult decisions, both emotionally and logistically, and he cites transportation and community issues as factors.
Long term, if the enrollment decline continues, then schools will have to continue to look for ways to share services and find more efficiencies. It's not always easy to just merge a school district or consolidate for many reasons, which I think is pointed out in some of the supplemental materials to the report. But certainly sharing of business functions, sharing of services, even teachers, is one viable option.
And here's the Council of School Superintendents Lowry.
Closing school buildings, even when you've had enrollment declines, that's controversial. And school districts do have to get their budgets approved by voters.
Both he and Drapkin cite the high pension and health benefits costs continuing despite declining enrollment and the state-mandated 2% property tax cap as a further cost constraint. When it comes to a merger or closure, Pattern does not become involved in the district's decision.
However, once the decision is made, we've been involved in a number of school districts, as you know, with the repurposing of the school and finding other uses so that hopefully the crushing loss of the school is then turned into some win for the community by finding another use and not simply having a vacant building.
The Pattern report, The Empty Classroom Syndrome, is a follow-up to the organization's Close Schools, Open Mind report from 2012. A link to the new report can be found at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.